It's come down to this. 100 laps, 5 to go. At the line, 5 cars nose to tail heading down into turn number 1. It's anybody's race.
Inside Florida Racing.
It's definitely crunch time. Somebody's...
The following is a presentation of Real Racing USA.
This is Joe Irwin.
And this is Wayne Jefferson.
From Jefferson Irwin Racing.
And you're listening to Real Racing USA.
Well, good evening, everyone. Okay. We are up at East Bay Raceway Park in Gibsonton for the Lucas Oil Dirt Late Model Race. I'm C.C. Brooks, of course, with Rob Bonehead Eldane, and it's Inside Florida Racing. And I tell you what, Rob, I have been having fun. Got here around about 4:15. Been having a blast.
Yes, it's been a great time, obviously, to try to put this together and to try to do something live. Here has been a task for us to come out of the studio and our makeshift studio here in the kids' playroom here at East Bay Raceway. Appreciate
well, they put us in the right room.
Yeah, appreciate Todd Hutto helping us out here to be able to do this. Now, let's talk about some of the drivers that are here. Let's talk about some of the drivers that are here. Jimmy Owens is here, who of course won the crate. Late model race, the Storm Pay race that we covered here, I guess in November. It may have been before, I can't even remember. After November because my
December.
Son was born.
It was in December. And yes, Jimmy's here, and I had a chance to go and went over to his trailer where he set up out in the field, went up and visited with him. And
he's a little on the nervous side because
he
just got
nervous,
here today. Bob. He just got here.
Just rolled in, and he's really anxious. And then, you know, I got my picture with him, so that'll be up on the website. But, you know, we saw him in his heat lap, in his heat race.
Yeah.
And he started, where did he start? He started.
Started in the back.
Started in the back, and unfortunately, that's where he stayed. So he's not automatically advancing tonight.
For you folks out there that have maybe never been to a dirt race and don't understand how they do it, what they do is they take all these drivers. There's probably about 75 drivers. I don't know if you have to count them real quick, but about 70 drivers probably, and they actually qualify them on lap time, each one of them, for their starting spot in their particular heat race. And it looks like they have 6 heat races tonight, and the heat races are going on right now. About 4 heat races have been run. You know, some of the guys that are running really well are the Don McNeil, the real deal, Don O'Neill. He was running good in his heat. The 19 car, he was running good in his heat as well. I don't have all the drivers. Steve Francis, actually, he ran really well in his heat. And what we're doing is we've got some of our other Inside Florida Racing, our PAs are out there right now getting these
drivers. Mike and Brian running around.
Trying to see the Dutchman and the Dutchman's brother. they're out there working hard, seeing who they can get up. We're trying to get the guys that finished in the top 3 of each of the heats, which we'll announce those as this night goes on when they get back after the heat race is over. We'll give you the finishing order, which those 18 guys should be locked in. And then they run the rest of the races tonight, you know, the B main and the last chance qualifier, all for these guys trying to get in. So it's definitely more confusing than maybe some of the asphalt races that we go to and we see just regular mm-hmm. qualifying done and that's it. And that is because there's 70 cars here.
It's the pits are crowded. The grandstands are full. It's a wonderful night here at East Bay. The weather now, the sun is down, is perfect. It is nice and comfortable outside. And it's nice to see a racetrack with the grandstands full, Rob.
Yes, the grandstands are full. And because there's all kinds of drivers, let me give you a little feel for what this is. The grandstands aren't full of people from Tampa. The grandstands are full of people from New York, Wisconsin, Nevada,
Tennessee, Carolina,
you name it. They're from somewhere else, and besides here, it's like they're all on vacation, and they come down here to race. But what a show they're going to put on tonight. Like I said, 70 cars here. We're going to do our best to continue throughout the night to try to keep you, you know, abreast of what's going on and try to get some interviews with some of these good drivers. You know, Earl Pearson Jr., who has been on the show with us before, he's here. And he ended up finishing 4th in his heat, which he didn't transfer, so he's got to run the B, and maybe he'll get in there. But as these things, as the races go on and the drivers continue to qualify, we'll try to get them here.
And Rob, it looks like that they are, our crew are bringing in, they're bringing in a driver for us.
Very nice. And it's absolutely Don O'Neill, the driver of the number 71 car. How you doing, Don?
There you go.
Oh, that's great. I could be doing a little better if I hadn't run third in the heat races.
Well, you know, third's better than fourth.
That's right. Yeah, I could be running that, letting bees, you know.
So, Don, talk to us a little bit about, you've been doing well in your times of racing here in Tampa. I've come here many times and watched you race here, and tell us what it's like to be the real deal, Don O'Neill.
That's one thing that's bad about winning when you lose, you know. But, yeah, I've always got around this place really good in the last few years, you know. And last couple of years I've been coming down here in a four-bar car, and I hadn't been very good. So last year, at the end of the last race, when we loaded it in a trailer, I said I'd never come back down here in a four-bar car. And we bring a swing-arm car down here this year, and, of course, you know, we started off good again.
Yeah, you're doing well. I see your car looks a little different than it used to.
Yeah, I've always been yellow and stuff, and these guys that I'm driving for, the Herrick Bunch, they said something about, you know, doing a black car, and I really like it, so, you know, I'm going to be the man in black, I guess.
Well,
hey, there's nothing wrong with being the man in black. How does the track feel out there tonight?
Well, I'm afraid it ain't going to be much of a racetrack left for the feature tonight. I mean, it's getting really black, and usually when this place gets black, it starts taking a little rubber and gets one lane, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, hopefully it won't be that way, but I'm afraid the chances are it's going to be that way tonight.
Now, have you been here all week, or is this your first night of racing?
No, we've been here all week. We've had a first, second, and third. We've been going the wrong way here. But, you know, we dug ourselves a little bit of a hole here in the feature. I think we have to start like 14th. So, you know, at least we're in the race. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with 40 laps, that ain't very long. But we'll see what we can get done in 40 laps.
And are you going to be here racing tomorrow and Saturday also?
Yeah, we'll be here both days.
He ain't going anywhere.
He's not going
anywhere. He ain't going anywhere. He started out good, won the first race. Like you said, he's done first, second, and third. So, now, if you start going the other direction by Saturday, you'll be back at first.
Yeah, I won't be doing. Well, yeah. Okay, I got you. I thought you meant something else there.
Well, it'd be nice to finish that Saturday race in first place. That's a nice purse on Saturday.
Well, we're racing for a pretty good point fund here, too. So, you know, we need to try staying up in that thing, too. And, you know, if we race well, that comes with it, you know. So, we don't, you know, we just want to keep digging here and see what we can come out here tonight with and go in tomorrow night.
Now, once you're done your speed week here for Winter Nationals, where do you go from here?
Well, I've sort of done with C.J. Rayburn, I've done a deal where we're going to do, I got my own car, and if these guys don't want to go somewhere, the Herrick Bunch, they don't want to go race somewhere on, you know, like on a Sunday or something, they want to take a diet off, I'm going to go run my own stuff. And that way they don't get burnt out on the racing, and I get to race as much as I want, which I think it's really no big deal.
That's a nice arrangement. Now, do you run strictly dirt?
Yeah, I've never been on pavement in my life.
Really? Okay.
I was going to ask you, Don, I mean, you've made a great career out of racing these dirt late models, and I think dirt late models have come... I won't even say full circle. They've just been constantly always had a slew of cars that show up. We deal a lot here in the South with asphalt late model racing. That's what I am, is asphalt late model racer. I enjoy the crap out of this dirt racing. I'm telling you, I want to sell all my asphalt stuff because we can't even get 20 guys to show up and have a good race. And here you guys got 70 guys out here vying for these spots. So.
I think it's a trend. I think more drivers and guys that are getting into it are seeing that but one, it seems to be a more affordable to get into the dirt late model racing, and it just seems a whole lot more fun to me.
Oh, yeah, I think it. I mean, I enjoy the heck out of it. I mean, I've been doing it for a living now for 12, 14 years or something like that, and, you know, I've been really blessed to be able to do that for a living.
Mm-hmm.
You get to be what you love for, you know, to make a living, and, you know, I don't know. I went to several pavement races, and it just doesn't do much for me.
No.
I mean, nothing, take nothing away from the pavement guys at all, you know. We all got our own thing.
I think the dirt shows tend to be a better show for the fans. You know, one thing that we stress to these promoters to do all the time is maybe go to another track and watch the races and how they are. And I think the dirt races and how they have stayed with not running 100 laps all the time, because, you know, a super late model race, it's just as easy to run 40 for that money as to run 100. And they run these 100 green flag lap races sometimes that are boring to the fans. And I think there's something to the way they do these heat races. You qualify. You guys got to work hard all night to make it, you know.
It is. I mean, you take a car count like it is tonight, and they take three out of each heat, and I don't know how many cars are in a heat, probably 12, 14, 16 cars. I don't know quite what the car count is tonight, but, you know, and you know, everybody's here tonight. So it's, you know, just to get in the top three in a heat race, you've done something.
Yeah. Now, I see that Blomqvist and Jimmy Owens, they thought they were going to show up tonight and maybe be the hit, but they're going to have a hard time. I see Jimmy Owens had a hard time just now in his heat race. So what do you think about being here for these nights before and then some of these guys that try to come in and just try to grasp it here in the next couple of days? Obviously, Blomqvist, he can make it happen sometimes. Last year, he finally made it happen. But do you have an advantage?
I feel like, you know, if I miss a race somewhere, I mean, I missed a few races up there in Georgia last week, and I feel like I get behind when I miss them races. And, I mean, and I'm one of them guys, I want to race 7 days a week, you know, if I can. So, I mean, that's their preference, and, you know, and man, they're good people. I mean, I like Jimmy, and I like Scott, you know. Mm-hmm. And there's nobody that works harder at racing than them two do, and it shows, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm.
You know, just, I don't care who you are. You come in here and try to just take the money away, it ain't going to be no easy chore.
Not with all these guys here tonight, for sure. Where are you from, Don?
Martinsville, Indiana.
Who's your sponsors?
Well, I got C.J. Rayburn Race Cars. Harrit Farms owns my race car. And we got Perry Auto Sales and got a paint company. I really can't tell you what the name of it is on there. Sorry about that.
I'm sorry. They're probably not listening.
Snowco Race Fuels, All-Star Performance. And, you know, I could go on and on with our product, you know, Sweet Manufacturing. I mean, all these guys make it possible, you know, for us to come do this.
Well, over the years, you've become a name, a staple name, definitely into dirt racing, late models. Like I said, any time that I get a chance to come to back to Tampa and watch some of these races, I always want to come during the late model races. And I ask them if Don O'Neill was coming. I ask about a few different drivers, you know, just because in years past, I've seen you win every race here during the week.
The best event's been four out of six, you know, and the top, that's going to be a rough chore, you know. We started off the first night there with a win, and we thought, well, maybe we had a shot, but...
Let's talk about no one. I think it was,
you know, but I,
no
one. You know, hey, it's anybody's race every night, so, you know, you can't give up in this dirt stuff. I've always said you never, ever give up. I don't care where you start, how deep the hole it is, you never give up.
And that's true, because we've definitely watched guys that run in the back, and then towards the end of the race, they end up in the front. These super late models, we've been talking about crate late models, too. What do you think about crate late models and super late models? I know I've seen you run a lot of supers. Have you ever run any crate cars?
No, I haven't. But actually, as I plan of right now, I got a 12-year-old son, and I'm going to let my brother and my father take him do some crate racing mm-hmm. this year. I think it's an excellent thing, especially for the guys that can't afford, you know, 30 grand for a motor mm-hmm. and stuff. I mean, I don't see nothing wrong with
it's
it at all.
It's a good entryway into racing.
Exactly. I mean, and it's going to sell more cars for the manufacturers. And I mean, I think it's an awesome thing for, you know, to do. It may not put that many people in the stands, but, you know, it's getting a start for these guys that don't have a chance to come do it right now with us.
Yeah, and you know, Don, the fans, they don't know the difference. Other than, I'll tell you what, you can tell the difference between the sound and what the cars do with supers. But as the night goes on, later on tonight, you might wish you had a crate motor in your car as bad as a track
seat. Right now in the heat race, it would have looked pretty darn good, I'm telling you. You know, I don't know how the crate race went down here last year, you know, during December, but I know the year before I come down here to it, and I think that, you know, I had a good car count, but the fans wasn't real great, but I think they said it growed quite a bit this year.
Well,
yeah, we were here one race.
We were here for one of the crate late model races, and Jimmy Owens won, and the stands were packed for it.
Was great.
It
was a great race, you know.
It really
and,
was.
To the fans, they can't tell the difference, but to the drivers that particular night and talking to Jimmy, he couldn't have handled much more motor that night anyways because the tires were coming off the cars. And
mm-hmm.
I know Anthony White had a good run that night. He come from the back all the way to the front. And I enjoy watching Anthony White run, too, because he's a guy that maybe doesn't have some of the sponsors, you know, to run these things, and he still shows up down here. He gets rides with cars and produces some good lap times and ultimately some excitement for fans, which... You know, that's what it's all about, anyway.
People have no idea. I mean, it costs a fortune to come down here and run, you know, for 2 or 3 weeks. I mean, it costs a lot of money, and I want to thank everybody that makes that possible for me.
Yeah, and the fans out there, too. These drivers love all you fans out there that show up, you know, to pay $35. There's fans out here that sleep out here all night long. For a month, they're going to be here watching all the different races. And, Don, I really appreciate you coming and spending time with us.
Now, before you go, Don, do you have a website if any of your fans or any new fans listening tonight want to get more information and keep up on your schedule?
Well, I did have, and I went through a divorce back last year.
She took that.
She took the website.
Got the website.
Oh, you poor thing.
No, but here, real short, within the next, I'd say, you know, we had to fight over the domain name and all that stuff.
Okay.
We got it all straightened out. So here in the next month or so, we'll be at DonO'Neill.com, and it'll be back up.
Okay, excellent. Very good.
You buy it back from her.
I can't really say nothing about that.
Don't worry about it. But are you enjoying your stay in Florida right now?
Oh man, the weather's been great, and you know I got two boys at home, and I miss them. You know, but I'll make it another week or so here, and I'll get to see them.
How long is it going to be before you go back home?
I'll be home on the 17th.
17th, and then where were we? So you going to run the whole Lucas Oil deal everywhere they go?
No, I might run it up to the road to Wheatland. I don't know even for sure about that, because when we made our deal last year with the Harrit Bunch, we wasn't going to do no points racing, except I love the summer national races where we run, you know, 28 to 30 races in that long deal, and that's right there in my backyard too, and I mean that's really racing to me.
Did you go to Eldora this year and run any of that?
Yeah, I went back over there, and I wasn't no good. I mean, I've been good over a time or two, and just something always bit me, but don't give up on me over that place yet, I'm telling you.
Let me ask you something. Did you hear that Ocala Speedway is being turned back into dirt?
No,
yes.
It is not.
They put dirt back on it.
Yeah, they did, and their grand opening is going to be on the 29th of this month.
Really?
So yeah. I would say next year you're probably going to hear some buzz when you plan to come into town that some of the races are going to be over there.
So you think we may stop there on the way down?
I hope so.
I think so.
Have you ever raced there?
No, I haven't.
Dude. It's a D-shaped oval, if you can call it that. So you think you're turning all the time here. You do the same thing there, except you go down into a corner that's like a 90. You know, so you're turning, and then you got to really turn it to get it.
I like racetracks. It's got, you know, really, I mean, you know, it's not just a circle or anything. I mean, I like something, you know, it's got a little bend in it or something.
This track here seems to take all you guys that have lots of talent and twist that talent around in circles sometimes, you know, and I think it's great. That's why I always try to tell people, go see the races at East Bay, because, you know, they watch races on TV and they might see the Zero running good and doing really good all the time. Because Blomqvist forever was like, you know, one of the best guys. And I remember so many times coming here and he just couldn't hit it, you know. And I didn't come last year. I watched it on TV and saw that he won the deal last year. But did he only win one race last year?
Yeah, that was it. I mean, you know, I'm telling you, I mean, there's nobody works at the racing harder than he does. And, I mean, he sort of fell in. He had a car or two leading and fell out, you know. But, I mean, not taking anything away from him, you know. But just to come out here with a win, I don't care how you get it, it's hard to do.
Well, I appreciate you coming on the show with us, like I said. And Don O'Neill, the driver of the number 71 Lucas Oil Late Model Series, winner of Monday night and possibly winner tonight on a Thursday night. Don, I appreciate you coming on the show with us. This is Inside Florida Racing, by the way, and it's on the Real Racing Network.
Do you need to raise your land and business to new heights? Then you need to call Evergreen Development and Construction. They do it all, from land development, construction, drainage, excavating, site prep, and even environmental projects. No job is too big for Evergreen Development and Construction. Give them a call at 813-478-8847. And don't forget to check out the late model Evergreen Development Construction race team. They'll be at a track near you. And remember, just think green. Evergreen Development and Construction, 813-478-8847.
So Don O'Neill, it was him on the opening night, captured $5,000 for his 12th career win at the Tampa facility.
You go, Tyler.
Tyler Ivan.
I turned it on for him.
Go ahead and tell us the name of your car, your name and the car number and all that.
My name is Tyler Ivan. I drive the green number 47, orange frame.
Go ahead. Give them sponsors out.
Crowder Truck in Liberto, Sand and Stone. Striping by Wilder, Crowder Racing.
Did you make it in?
No, I didn't make it in tonight. Last couple nights I was two spots out of it, and then night before I was one spot out of making it, so blew up my motor last night, so it's got a new motor in tonight.
So you're not done yet, though. You still got some chances, right?
I had a Concy to run.
How do you feel?
I see you're a Florida boy.
Right. I'm one of the few that from down here that races down here. So.
So what do you think about all this competition? What, is there like 85 cars out there? So.
Oh, yeah, there's 85 cars, and none of them are just field fillers. All of them are, you know, great competition.
So you run normally up here on Saturday nights?
No, I normally just come down here for the Winter Nationals. I run up in Brunswick, Georgia, and follow the National 8 Model Series around.
So I see that Jimmy Owens just came down from Brunswick to try to make it in the show tonight, and he might be in the same boat that you are right about now.
Yeah, he lit it up there in Brunswick. I was up there racing with him, and track's different tonight than it's been all week. So, I mean, I don't know if it would have helped him to come or not, but it's a little bit different out there.
Yeah, we just interviewed Don O'Neill, and we were talking about that. You know, Don, he comes here for the duration when he comes every year, and he's won 12 times here. So I'd say that's a seasoned veteran when it comes to, you know, racing these Winter Nationals because they're tough. And we asked him if it had an advantage, and he thinks that most certainly that if there's a race, he's going to be there. And I guess it does show, you know, because I race cars, and I understand that somewhat. I've never raced in this type of situation where you come and race 5 days in a row, and there's 85 cars there. Why don't you tell the folks a little bit what it's like, the menagerie of mine games that go on when you're sitting here, and there's 85 cars here, and you know you're going to go qualify, and you go out to your first heat race, you're starting in the back. Give us a feel what that's like.
Well, it all starts with what number you draw, and you try to see what kind of group, you know, who's in your group, what big names are in your group, and you hope that there's not a lot of them so you can make it in early in the night instead of going through the competencies, because that's pretty rough. But, you know, you just try to do your best in qualifying because it's so important to start up front. But this track, you can pass pretty good compared to other tracks, and I don't know. I focus a lot on qualifying and try to do my best there.
And when you've been out on the track this week, what did you think of the conditions? How did it feel to you?
Oh, the track's been great all week long. It's they give you a little bit of variety. You can run high, you can run low, you can run anywhere that you want to. And, you know, it's nice to be around there looking out on the track and you see everybody, all the stands are packed, and that gives you a little bit more motivation to do good.
Go ahead, Cece.
Oh, hold on. I'm looking at my list, taking a look at who our next guest is.
So tell me, are you going to run any more of the Lucas stuff besides this? Are you going to travel with them at all and run any of those?
I'm probably going to run, I'm going to go to Volusia next week, and then I'll run some of the Lucas stuff down around Georgia, Swainsboro, Screven, Golden Isles, that kind of area. I'm not going to travel too far.
That's a lot of
year.
The same races that Jimmy Owens is going to. Yeah,
I guess these guys kind of travel together. Mm-hmm. That's the idea. They stick together, race together, and that way they don't argue too much. Well, that's in a perfect world. Well, Tyler, I appreciate you coming down here and giving us a shot, you know, letting the folks know what's going on. Okay, go ahead, Cece. Introduce our next driver that's here.
Please have a seat. Here you go. And with us, ladies and gentlemen, is Ray Cook, driver of the number 3. Hey, you're 53, very impressive because you started back, what was it, like 9th and came up and finished in 3rd.
Yeah, we had a good run in our heat there. We had a miss in the engine qualifying, got us dug back there a little bit further than we wanted to, but real pleased with our car tonight.
And how does the track feel to you tonight?
Well, obviously I like it tonight, but... you know, these guys have done a great job preparing it, and, you know, it's multi-groove on that last restart. We was 5th and come out of turn 2 running 3rd there. So track's able to move around right now. I don't know how it'll be in the future, you know, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Where are you from?
I live in Brasstown, North Carolina.
So have you been here before? You come here often to run these Winter Nationals?
Yeah, we've been coming down here for several years. We just we won one race here in 2000, and... It's this place, you know, has been a real tough place for me, and we've had the best car I think we've had since I've been coming down here this week. I just haven't made it in the show. We've had this.
But you have been here all week racing?
Yes.
And you'll finish out the weekend here?
Yes.
And where will you go after this?
Back home.
Back home? You going to take some time off?
Well, it ain't time off. You know, in racing, there's never any time mm-hmm. off. But we'll go back home and, you know, just... We got a new car that we're working on, trying to get ready. And, you know, after Speed Weeks is over, we'll race every weekend till Thanksgiving. So we're pretty busy. We run, you know, 60, 65 shows a year, sometimes more. So we got plenty to do.
So you feel good about tonight? I mean, coming from where you came from, you're the only guy that did anything like that.
That's right, you are.
Well, you know, we're just real fortunate, I guess. I mean, the racetrack's starting to widen out in the heats. But, you know, like I said, our car's been good all week. We just had a miss there qualifying, and maybe we wouldn't have been that far back, you know. But last night we was fast time in our group and lost a three-wheel brake switch during the heat race. And so we put a new one on today, and then we had another problem qualifying. So if we can get these gremlins out of us, maybe we could be okay.
Now, we were stuck in here. We didn't get to watch your race. Our guys came in here and told us about it, though. What happened during the race to get you up there? Did you have the guys have some problems in front of you? You just drive on the outside of these guys?
No, we just, you know, we started ninth. I got the fifth in the bottom, and then on the last restart, I got the third and fourth place car around the top. So the racetrack's pretty wide right now, and we're just trying to get ready for the feature.
So how is the track tonight? Is it going to be black quick?
It's already black.
Already?
Yep.
Well, I guess all the horsepower ain't going to be the winner tonight, then.
Well, we feel like with our Carl Grover race engines, we got us plenty of horsepower. Cars are running good, but also when it gets black, they're good and smooth and drivable, and that's the key, is to have one that's good in every condition.
I appreciate you coming on here for sure.
Thank you.
And we'll be down the winner's circle. Hope to talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Murphy, North Carolina is a pretty part of the country.
PowerMaster is your ASA series sponsor for the XS Power batteries. PowerMaster is pleased to announce the introduction of the XS Power series of batteries. XX Power batteries for racing applications and batteries for your car audio application. 12-volt batteries for street machines, street rods, off-road vehicles, and even motorcycles. XS Power batteries means 30% more power and no battery spilling. PowerMaster also carries your starters and alternators. Visit us on the web at www.powermastermotorsports.com.
Okay, folks, we're back with CeCe and Rob, and we're with Josh Richards. What car are you driving tonight, Josh?
A 25 car.
Driving a 25 car. Now, are you having a hard time or an easy time? Did you make it in?
Yeah, we won the heat race. The beginning of the week wasn't very good, but, you know, yesterday we won our heat and ended up fifth, and tonight we won our heat race. So it's been a pretty good week.
Which heat were you in?
The last one, sixth.
Last. We didn't get to see it. We've been stuck in here, but okay. So you were with Blomqvist then, and
yeah,
he actually you had to put it on him because he started on the pole, didn't he?
Yeah, he put it on me the other night, and I just had to put it back on him, so we got him back. So it worked out for us.
Well, that's got to feel good because he's a seasoned veteran that hasn't had a whole lot of luck here, you know, but he seems to have a lot of luck everywhere else. So at least. Finishing first in that heat race makes it a lot easier for you the rest of the night.
Oh, definitely.
Well, yeah. Until this race starts. So tell us, how many times have you been here to Tampa?
I've been here. I ran my first. I ran here once in 2005, once in 2006, and then I ran here the whole week last year. Then now this whole week.
So. Did you make it in much last year?
I made this. I think I made five or six races. I made my first. I won my first heat here. And, that was 3 or 4 years ago, and now I'm not driving my car. I normally drive the number one car, but I'm driving for a guy named Ernie Davis from out of Hagerstown, Maryland. I'm going to run that car probably 30 races this year and have about 75 or 80 with my car, so we'll be pretty busy.
100 races?
Yeah, over about 110.
Now, how old are you?
19.
And how long have you been doing this?
I ran one race when I was 15, three races when I was 15, then I was 16 pretty much about the first year.
Wow. 100 and some odd races you're going to race at 19 years old. What do you got to look forward to?
Everything, obviously. A lot of racing. You know, we ran last year was my first year out of high school, and, you know, we were able to run 70 some odd races. And, you know, we're pretty much running the same schedule with my car, but now this, you know, with this other car, we're going to run some of the, you know, the non-World of Outlaw races and some of the stuff back home in his car. So it's definitely pretty cool this year.
Well, good. Who are some of your sponsors that you might want to talk about?
Ace Metalworks.
I can see them better than you.
Seabrook Calf Ranch is Ace Metalworks, MCB Motorsports, Ernie Savage Yard now, Tony Stewart Racing. I mean, everybody's on the side of the car. Cornette Racing Engines, Hoosier Tire, Integra Shocks. I mean,
so you going to race at Eldora much this year?
I hope so. It's I've made the world the last three times, so
really?
I've got to go for four.
We're trying to get, you know, Earl Pearson to come down here and talk to us. He's been a big winner of those things, and he's been on our show before, but he's not having as easy as a night tonight as you are, because he's still racing.
He normally rolls pretty good here. Now, the tracks, it's a little bit different than what it typically is, and, you know, tonight, I hate to say it, but I don't think the racing is going to be the greatest.
No, I don't think so either.
It's just so dry, and it seems going to be like it's going to be abrasive. So.
Yeah, so it's blacking up already. I think the first two heats got the best surface, and everyone from then on, you know, like I said, I didn't get to see the last three heats, but it looks like some good ones. And, you know, no matter what, even if the track blacks up, good thing is it blacks up for everybody.
Yeah, I guess.
All right. Well, Josh Richards, I appreciate you coming on the show with us. We got another driver coming up here. We're trying to get as many as we can. Appreciate it. And hopefully we'll see you in the winner's circle, because we will be down there. Thanks a lot, Josh. Good luck. All right, who do we have next?
We have another driver with us, and
I'm Eric Wales from Hazard, Kentucky.
And he drives the number 18E, and how'd you do in the heat?
We didn't do so good in the heat, but we came in, made a few changes, and we got the car rolling better through the Conti.
So is the Conti run yet?
Yeah, our Conti, we just got finished.
So you made it in?
No, we didn't make the feature.
You didn't make the feature?
No, they only took one car, and we passed 4 or 5, but it wasn't good enough. So.
Well, that's too bad. Now, you're going to be here the next two nights, try?
Hopefully. If nothing goes bad tomorrow, then we'll be here Saturday also.
How did you do at the beginning of the week? Did you make it in?
I've not made a race this week. We're struggling on setup a little bit, but hopefully we'll find something for the bigger races to go.
Now, how long have you been attempting to run these super shows?
This is my fourth year in late models.
Right. So how many times have you been here?
This is my second year. We came last year also.
Where are you from? You're from Kentucky.
Yeah.
Now you look awful young. How old are you?
Just turned 19.
Another young driver, Rob.
Yeah, what's up?
When did you start racing?
I started racing go-karts when I was 14, and then stepped up to late models when I turned 16. Mm-hmm. So.
You got a good sponsor that's helping you out?
Oh, my dad. He's made everything possible for me. He's...
Dads are great when they love racing. Yes, when they don't love racing, they're not so good for it.
It's been in the blood a long time. So.
All right. Was your dad a race car driver?
No, he's owned cars back in the past before I was born. And he thought he got out of it. And me and my brother came along and got him back into it. So
now are you strictly a dirt racer?
Only dirt.
Okay. Where are you going from here when this week's over?
Probably to Bulls Gap.
And where's that?
Tennessee.
Excuse us, because we're stuck here in Florida, so... You know, racing in Florida is only
racing
in Florida really only kicks up really good during winter nationals. You know, besides that, it's just at your local racetracks running, you know, local type stuff. So now, this particular track that you race at, they have late models that run every week. You know, and it's a great place to come and race and watch races here. But for these winter nationals, it just becomes for you too. I'm sure you love it, because if you don't make the race, I'm sure you watch these races and you can learn a lot of things from these guys. But man, there's veteran racers that have raced, like Don O'Neill, we just had him on earlier, 12-time winner here, and he has won in so many places and had his butt in the seat of that car in so many different racetracks. Do you learn anything from these guys?
Yes, being behind them on the track, following them, watching the lines they run, and just racing with them, more experience, I mean, it helps any local driver out.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Well, CeCe, what do you want to ask him? It's all you.
It's all me? Well, okay, you're from Kentucky, so how do you like being down here in Florida and our weather here this week?
I love it. It's snowing at the house right now.
I
talked to my mom a little while ago, and it's snowing there, so.
Well, we don't even know what that.
80-degree weather.
We don't know what that's like. Never snows here.
You're a young man, only 19. You love racing. Do you want to make a career out of racing, or do you have any thoughts of pursuing your education?
I'm going to college right now, so it makes it hard on me to come to the bigger shows and race all weekend and through the week and stuff, but I would really like to race as a career.
And so what are you studying in school?
I'm majoring in business.
That's a good thing to get a major in, because, you know what, even if you're blessed to have a long race career, knowing the ins and outs of business will help protect you and protect your money.
Yes.
So that's a very good choice. That's a very good choice. Now, Eric, we appreciate you coming down and visiting with us. And we have our home, and on your computer, you can go to InsideFloridaRacing.com and give a listen to our show. It's our weekly show that we do Monday nights at 7 That's called Inside Florida Racing.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us.
And as the time goes on and we get more guys qualified in, they're going through the consies now. Last chance stuff, they'll be running the Strawberry Dash for Cash here soon. And we should be ready for a feature, Cece.
Oh, yes.
I don't think I'll go watch the feature. I don't think that your man Jimmy Owens is going to make it into the race.
No, he's not. But that's, you know, I still want to go watch.
All right. You're back with Inside Florida Racing on the Real Racing Network. Rob Elting and Cece Brooks.
Good evening, everyone. Now, Rob, it is getting close to the time for the feature race, which means, of course, all the drivers are getting ready. They're either watching what's going on right now or they're getting ready to get in their cars and getting ready to race. So I think it means it's time for us to go get ready to watch the race.